Motsy and Leighton for breakfast. Weekday mornings from 5:30 on Triple M.
You are now back. Welcome to the 80s. Awesome 80s August.
Let's go!
On Triple M.
And the month of August is Awesome 80s Month here on Triple M.
All thanks to the Palm and Pawn Hotel in North Wagga, now serving $10 lunches daily.
And today we look back on 1989. And 1989 started with the introduction of the Higher Education Funding Act, or HECS.
In March of 1989, Bob Hawke showed a bit of emotion, weeping on television.
Andrew Peacock deposed John Howard as federal opposition leader. And it was also the year of the famous airline pilot strike.
1989 saw the Tiananmen Square massacre, with an estimated 1 million protesters forcibly suppressed after the Chinese government declared martial law. The number of deaths, estimated within the thousands, has never been confirmed.
Bullets were flying near our heads. I had one man run up to me. He said, "You must leave here immediately." I said, "Why?" He opened his shirt. He'd been shot in the shoulder. Very soon after that, we heard some screaming behind us, and along came a three-wheeled bicycle, sort of a flatbed bicycle, with a man on the back who was dead. He'd been shot in the head.
After 32 years in power, the National Party government is voted out of office in Queensland, replaced by the Australian Labor Party, led by Wayne Goss. In 1989, a series of revolutions in Poland and Hungary caused a chain reaction in East Germany that ultimately resulted in the demise of the Berlin Wall.
No sooner had news of the border openings been broadcast on East German television than thousands gathered at Checkpoint Charlie demanding to be let across to the west.
1989 also saw two tragedies within Australian soil, the Newcastle earthquake and 13 people die in a hot air balloon accident near Alice Springs.
There were a few people away from the actual basket. Perhaps they had jumped out of the basket thinking they may have had a better chance. People in the basket were all huddled together with arms around each other. Effectively, the balloon had dropped out of the sky.
And a human crush at the Hillsborough Football Stadium during the FA Cup semi-final between Liverpool and Nottingham Forest results in 96 people dying and 766 injuries.
They're screaming for them to rip the fence down or do something, because people are clambering over the fence by this time. You just couldn't do anything because you were still being crushed yourself, but you were trying to hold them open.
On the TV in 1989, aggregated television services occurs in Wagga, Fast Forward premieres, Neighbours introduces a new theme song sung by Barry Crocker, and at the cinemas, we were watching Dead Poets Society, Back to the Future 2, Lethal Weapon 2, Bill and Ted's Excellent Adventure, and Driving Miss Daisy.
In sport in 1989, Australia regained the Ashes on English soil for the first time in 40 years, defeating England 4-0. But it was a big year for our football codes. Two sensational grand finals. In the Rugby League Grand Final, Canberra upset Balmain 19-14 in extra time. And in one of the best VFL Grand Finals ever, Hawthorn defeated Geelong by a goal.
All but there, as far as the Hawks are concerned, there's the siren. Hawthorn have won it by 6 points. A heart stopper. Ladies and gentlemen, you've just seen it.
And at the end of 1989, the entertainment world loses the man of a thousand voices, Mel Blanc.
That's all, folks.
And our number one song back on this day in 1989 came in from New Kids on the Block. You got it, the right stuff.
See it in everything you do, even.
Riverinas, 11:52 Triple M. Remembering 1989 this morning as part of our awesome 80s August, thanks to the Palm and Porn.
I think you're right. Maybe 1989, as much as it was an 80s year, decade.
As the 90s influence started there.
The 90s influence, and 90s was a bad decade.
New Kids on the Block, you got it, the right stuff with those meaning, deep and meaningful lyrics. Oh, 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 oh.
And whatever happened to Donnie Wahlberg and Jordan Knight and Joey McIntyre and Jonathan Knight and Danny Wood?
Yeah.
Their names are just synonymous with quality music.
The one thing I do, 1989 was a great year. The one thing I do remember about 1989 was being at the VFL Grand Final with my dear old dad, who's no longer with us anymore. And Geelong came storming home.
Yeah,
they went the biffo early, and that cost them big time because they were six goals behind, and that was basically the gap all day. And they came storming home.
Yeah,
and late in the last quarter, Geelong kicked a goal to get within a goal.
Yep,
and at the MCG back in those days, the old seats when you stood up. The seat would retract.
Oh, yes, yes. Yeah, they would sort of hop back up.
Yeah. So Dad got up to cheer.
Oh, no.
And then went to sit.
I know where this is going.
Then went to sit down again.
And the chair's gone.
The chair's gone. So he's on the deck. He's on the deck. And here I am. I've gone last minute of the game.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
My dad's on the ground.
Yeah, yeah. What do you do? Do you help your dad?
I'll get you in a minute.
Dad, what are you doing down there? You're missing a really good game.
So Dad's going, what's going on? What's going on? So I'm commentating the last bit of the game.
Otzi and Leighton for breakfast. Weekday mornings from 5:30 on Triple M.